This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Cokie Roberts keeps quite busy as NPR's contributing senior news analyst and as a political commentator for ABC News. She doesn't get to Maryland's biggest city often, but she'll be here next week as part of the Baltimore Speaker Series. She joins us from her home in Bethesda. Welcome to Maryland Morning, Cokie.
Good to be with you, Sheila.
And I want to take advantage of your expertise in national politics to get some insights into how some of this affects Maryland. When I hear you analyze strategies of different candidates, I think Maryland voters are going to have no say in any of this. The Maryland primary doesn't take place till February 12th.
And, of course, that used to be early.
Right.
Just think of it. But it is true. It's likely that by February 12th, we'll have a good idea of who the nominees are on both sides. But maybe not, because the way this crazy calendar looks is that you could have a scenario. Now, this is, of course, journalist dreaming, but you could have a scenario where some candidate wins Iowa, a different candidate wins New Hampshire. You get into that great big Tuesday after that with great big states, and they split. And then it could go on for a while. Now, as I say, that's a journalist dreaming because we always like a good story.
Mm-hmm.
But that's possible.
But there will be, by February 12th, 33 states will have voted, correct?
Yes, you make a good point. I'm trying here.
Okay.
But Maryland is unlikely to have much to say about the nominee. And Maryland, in the end, is unlikely to have much to say about the president because the Republicans tend to write off Maryland as a Democratic state and not show up much.
And the Democrats count on Maryland.
And the Democrats count on Maryland and not show up much.
You mentioned that February 12th used to be relatively early for a primary, and things just keep getting more and more front-loaded. How does that change the overall rhythm of the campaign as you covered it? I mean, New Hampshire and Iowa have always been first, so that's not news. But is it different somehow with the other states following so quickly?
Absolutely. The need to get into this campaign early, to raise tons and tons and tons of money early, was seen by all of these candidates. And so this campaign has already been going on for at least a year, and there's another year before the election almost. So it has definitely moved everything way up. Now, that's not terrible if you can keep voters interested, and that's a big if. I mean, going back and reading the history, in Madison's election, he started a full year before Election Day.
Really?
And got the word out. Now, that was before television and the internet and all of the means of communication. But the part that would be sad from my perspective is that right now, what you're seeing is a tremendous voter interest. All of our polling shows that voters are really excited and interested in this first election since 1952 without a president or vice president running for president. And you might have a lot of trouble sustaining that for another year.
What are the issues that voters are most excited about? And I imagine that varies in different parts of the country.
It's interesting that they're shifting a little bit. For the last year, really since 2006, Iraq has been the issue. And of course, it still is the top issue for a lot of people, and certainly one of the top two for almost everybody. But you are beginning to see the economy and health care come up as big issues among Democrats, and terrorism and immigration come up as big issues among Republicans. So you're almost in parallel universes here, where the two parties are talking about two different sets of issues. Now, that will turn into a very interesting general election debate.
You recognize that voice? That's Cokie Roberts, NPR's contributing senior news analyst, and she's here on WYPR Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Cokie, you mentioned history a minute ago. You've written a book of history 3 years ago, Founding Mothers, the Women Who Raised Our Nation. And is it true you're working on another history book now?
It's true. The sequel to Founding Mothers, Ladies of Liberty, is going to be in the stores April 8th, I suppose.
You're doing this in the middle of a campaign? You're writing history?
Yes, that doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? But it's fascinating because there's so much that you see that is true today as well. You know, that's the reason I started writing history, was because I was reading history in order to better understand politics and what I was covering today. But of course, all the history that I was reading was about men, which irritated me. So I started writing the same periods of history, but writing it about the influential women of those periods. And in Ladies of Liberty, there is a very interesting Maryland woman, Rosalie Calvert. I suppose her middle name is probably pronounced Stie. She's of Belgian origin. And, you know, our biggest problem in writing about women is that we don't have their papers. We don't have documentation because nobody thought it was important enough to keep. Mm. But because her family was in Belgium and because her father was a wealthy man who had many U.S. investments, and she was managing his investments in this country, which is highly unusual in the late 18th, early 19th century. But so because of that, she wrote to him all of the time, and to her sister and brother in Belgium. And those letters have been preserved, and her plantation, she married into the Calvert family, and their plantation, Riversdale, is in Bladensburg, and is a wonderful resource. So she's a very interesting character.
Cookie, we're going to have you back to tell us all about her.
Okay, Sheila, I look forward to seeing you.
Look forward to seeing you, too. Cokie Roberts will speak at Meyerhoff Symphony Hall Tuesday evening, November 27th. We've got information on our website, WYPR. That's part of the Baltimore Speaker Series. Later on Maryland Morning, combing the beach on the eastern shore for sea glass. This is 88.1. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us.